Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome all to Tuesday morning prayer time for the students and the children in their lives. Welcome to the Love Truth and Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. This is Desi Dorsman. We will and we must rejoice and be glad in it. Give a little bit of wake up, everybody. Brand new day full of love and sunshine coming your way. The song is by Mafatin and Whitehead. Yes, wake up everybody, rise and shine, students. Should you either be on the bus, going to school, about to leave the house, depends where you're at around the world, you may be coming back from school. And I pray you had a wonderful day, if that's so. But it's still time for prayer time, studying time, and being aware and looking in your studies. Like I said, this is that the Lord's made, we will and we must rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to read Romans 5 up to verse 8. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in the tribulation also, knowing that tribulation with patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope make not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. For when we were yet sinners, without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some will even dare to die. But God commands his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam, transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also as the free gift. If through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by man. Jesus Christ has abounded upon many, not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man offense death reigned by one, much more than which we see abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man disobedience many were made sinners, so many be made righteous. Moreover, the law enter that the offense may abound, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That is, sin had reigned until death, even so may grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. That was an entire chapter of 5. I know I said 1 through 8, but it was an entire chapter of Romans, 5th chapter. So that's powerful, right? We have everlasting life, those of us who confess and believe Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We have eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's give us a new hope, new energy, give us peace, give us patience, give us joy, give us so much to hold on to as we work through and conquer this life. So it's important to rejoice and know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. So if you on this call and you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, no matter where you're at in the world, regardless of what your grandpa told you, your mom and dad told you, if you have not received Jesus Christ, that you still living under the old law, which is death. But you can have new life underneath the grace that Jesus came for to give you. But ask him simply into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Ask him to teach you the way, the truth. The light he will teach you. He will show you things that were amazing. And you will know you is his. Now, I want to clarify some things. Some people feel though, once you save, there's no trials and tribulations. There's no pain. There's no more suffering. There's no more this and that. We are still living in this world inside. But God will give you strength day by day as we go through this life. And you will have joy. You will have peace. But we have to put our trust in God. As a believer, I have sunshiny day and when I think about the goodness of Jesus, when I think about things he helped me through, brought me through, and things that I thought was going to be an issue or problem or saying that he actually removed it. A lot of things. And there's some things I still, I'm in the human body, which I still deal with, but I still trust in him. I still pray to him about it, and I still have places on his altar. and still believe him for the outcome. Some outcome we will see in this life, and some outcome we won't see until we cross over when he calls us home. And I say that too. Don't pre-determine your destination. Do not take your own self out the picture. Live life more abundantly. So as we go into prayer, I tell Heavenly Father, every man, woman, boy, girl on this phone, those who are students, elementary school through college, we ask you to protect them in their homes, or they live in a tent, or they live in a teepee, no matter where they live at, what condition they live in, we pray peace among them, peace around them, health and awareness in them. We pray the love and in their heart and their surroundings, God. And we pray as they leave their home, as they walk or catch a bus or get by the parent or guardian, they have safe travel and mercy. And where they on the school grounds and or into my house, they homeschool, and maybe they go to my house and help them with their own school. That they are safe, God. That they are protected from predators, from wicked people, from bullies, as well as they not to be bullies. And that's also for the doubts, because we learn. Not doubts, they go to work, they're being bullied by the supervisor or federal co-worker. Or children being bullied by their own parents. We pray against, we pray that you remove bullying from out of hearts of your students. And those who are and are not your students, your child. So we just ask you, God, just fill them with your love and your grace, just to fill your presence. Let them hear the bird twinkle, sing a song, and the bee buzz by, and just know that it's life in the air, the life surrounding them. As they see the beautiful trees and the grass and the wild grass that's growing, that people call weed. But look at the daisy lines and stuff. It's beautiful, bright colors. They are your flower in the garden for life, for love. Let them rejoice in you, God. Let them know and feel your presence and know they can do all things to you. Y'all have a new mission tonight. It's to stay focused on God. Y'all mission is to live for God. And as you continue your day, let's rejoice in Jesus Christ. We ask and we need this for your students, God. Peace and health. And those suffer some type of sickness, that you will heal them. Remove that sickness out of their body. God, or what the sickness might be. We ask these all things in your holy righteous name, Jesus. Because you is the great I am. I am that I am, Jesus. Yes, God. You is all one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, have your way. Children, as you focus on your schoolwork, stay focused. Go, if you got time, go to the boys' room, little girls' room, whatever. They go into the store and do a little short prayer and come back. Oh, you just bow your head. You want to say your prayer out. But say a prayer. Ask God to guide you in your school and give you comfort. And be so focused on the school and ask you, have active learning. Pray for active learning. That the ears hear what God has you to hear. See those things God has you to see. Comprehend those things God wants you to comprehend the truth. And teach us again. Please teach the children the truth. The truth. Don't change history because somebody put in a book for false stuff. Slavery was real. Again, people have been preaching and teaching and trying to change history that slavery didn't really take place. Or they're trying to say slavery was for man. And it was not so. So slavery really did take place. People have been hurt around the world. Teach the truth. Teach what government have done to people. Boys and girls, be a leader. Don't follow behind wickedness. Follow behind righteousness. Have a glorious day in Jesus' name. And end with the song for today. Again, that was Romans 5. Here you go. We end it. This is Wake Everybody. Build a new land. I know we can do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds.
everything will work out. They do it every time.
Again, this is Love to the Truth Show every Tuesday morning. This show lands at 6:30, so between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, every Love Truth Show. It's only for 15 minutes with deep prayer time. Every Monday, Eastern Standard Time at 1 p.m., we do, again, Love Truth Show. That's not prayer time, we do some prayers, but it's more getting to the Word, or me sharing what God had done me, how God has been good in my life. So, please share the message of love, God, love, and share this program with your family, friends, and acquaintances. I'd love to hear from y'all. You can email me at kim@lovetruthministry.com. kim@lovetruthministry.com. Y'all have a blessed day. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. Until next time. Bye-bye.